This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presents to you the most unique show in sports.
This show kicks ass. Oh, hell yeah.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Malik Nabers was walking down the red carpet on Lafayette Street while he's not practicing for the Giants, but he can model like this leather jacket with leather gloves in 100 degree weather. But Malik Nabers is back at practice. Also, like, no, I don't want to draft on Labor Day. Who does a fantasy football draft on Labor Day? The last holiday before. What the hell is wrong with people? Labor Day for fantasy football drafts? Grow up!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, terrific Football Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, the crew, and you. Solo Kostos here yet again. Femi Abebefe still in Cabo with his family, so you get solo Nick Kostos for three amazing hours here on this terrific Football Tuesday, live on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide, in your hearts and in your minds, as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, it is football season. The National Football League 2025 campaign kicks off in just over 48 hours. And today on You Better You Bet, me, Nick Kostos, I will finalize my season predictions in the National Football League. All the teams that will make the postseason. I'm going to tell you who's going to win the NFC. I'm going to tell you who's going to win the AFC. And I'm going to tell you who will lift the Lombardi Trophy in Northern California, Super Bowl 60, this February. You're going to get the answers coming up in a little bit, and I can promise you one thing. The haters will be hating. The haters will be very upset with my Super Bowl prediction for this season. Two tremendous guests will join us today on this terrific Football Tuesday. The great Andy Staples, who does an awesome job covering college football for our pals at On3. Andy Staples will join us later this hour to talk about what we saw in week one and talk about the rest of the season in college football. And then Mark Schlereth, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, NFL on Fox. We'll be on the call this weekend of the Panthers and the Jaguars in Jacksonville. Mark Schlereth joins us at 5 o'clock Eastern, 60 minutes from right now, to preview week one in the NFL, including what to expect on Thursday night in the season opener, the reigning defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles against Kenny Clark and the Micah Parsons-less Dallas Cowboys. All our bets for tonight will close the show as per usual in the final hour, the power hour of the program. But we start today, this terrific Football Tuesday. The NFL season predictions, they're coming up next hour on the show. All the playoff teams, my Super Bowl champion, all that good stuff. But we have to start this terrific Football Tuesday with an epic week one of college football. We said last week, and we were right, the greatest week one slate in the history of college football. And it largely lived up to the billing. And maybe you want to say that last night's game with North Carolina and TCU was a total dud, as TCU just destroys Bill Belichick and North Carolina. I would actually argue that it was pretty entertaining. Kind of in the way like a car crash can be entertaining. It's horrifying, but for some reason, you just can't take your eyes off of it. What an awesome weekend of college football. And just from a betting perspective, for yours truly, man, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all tremendous days betting college football. Headline for me on Saturday, cashing with both Ohio State and LSU. And then Sunday happened. Here's Notre Dame. Didn't go great against Miami. We'll get into that game. And actually why I'm still bullish on the Irish this year. And then I did bet North Carolina last night, which was a total vibes bet by yours truly. Wanted to bet on Bill Belichick. That, of course, was a massive, massive loser. So first couple days of week one for me, very good. The last two, not so good, betting college football in week one. And we'll begin the week one college football conversation with the game of the weekend at the Horseshoe on Saturday afternoon as Ohio State beats Texas like I told you they would. The Buckeyes beating the Longhorns 14-7. Ohio State, by virtue of that win, now the number one ranked team in the country, and the Buckeyes plus 500, the sole favorite to win the national championship this year in college football, and our show sponsor, BetMGM. Texas, now the third choice to win the national championship, which just shows, yeah, like they lost the game, but far from a crippling blow to the Longhorns' playoff aspirations. Texas plus 700 now to win the national championship, tied for the third odds on the board, along with Georgia. Penn State is the second choice in the market. Penn State annihilating Nevada in the Saturday afternoon slot on CBS. Penn State plus 600 to win the national championship. We obviously have yet to see Drew Aller and James Franklin playing a big game this season, and those have been problematic for James Franklin in his tenure at Happy Valley. But Penn State currently the second choice to win the national championship. So Texas drops to plus 700. Not a massive drop after losing one game. The massive drop as it concerns Texas, and we'll get into the performance of this player in a few moments, Arch Manning entered the season as the Heisman Trophy favorite. Arch now plus 1,600 to win the Heisman Trophy this year after an exceptionally underwhelming performance on the road at Ohio State. So let's talk big picture about this game first. Ohio State taking down Texas. I said last week, and I've been pretty consistent over the course of the last month or so, I think Ohio State's the best team in the country. And I know Ohio State lost a bunch of talent to the National Football League. Also, did everyone watch this game? Still looks like they've got a bunch of NFL players on both sides of the ball. And I thought Ohio State was the best team. And I was picking betting Ohio State to win the national championship for a second consecutive year. And obviously, you take down the number one team in the country, and I liked you to win the national championship before you took down the number one team in the country. You're damn right. I'm still riding with Ohio State as the best team this season, and I do think the Buckeyes will win the national championship. Now, Julian Sayin, making his first career start for Ohio State, he was not super. Wanted to let that hang for a second for all the Dragon Ball Z fans in the audience. Julian saying, far from super, but he was fine. He didn't make the big mistake. 13 of 20, 126 yards. Obviously, you're going up against a really good defense, and Arch Manning did also. We'll get to that in a little bit. I thought Julian Sayin was fine in this game for Ohio State, and I don't even know like what the counter would be that he outplayed the far more heralded and hyped up Arch Manning in both of their first starts this season. So, no, like Julian Sayin didn't like blow the doors off of everybody, didn't throw for 500 yards. Like Jeremiah Smith didn't have a huge statistical game. You know, Texas obviously tries to take Smith away, a couple drops for Jeremiah Smith. Julian Sayin didn't knock anyone's socks off, but I thought he was fine for Ohio State. And I think that is a really good first start for Julian Sayin, as Ohio State obviously looks to win back-to-back national championships. To me, the star of this game, for either team, actually didn't play in the game. The star for me of Ohio State and Texas, I cannot believe I'm about to say this, and I'm curious for all the listeners and viewers, do you know the name that I'm about to say out loud? Because I can't believe I'm about to say this name. That name is Matt Patricia. The long insulted former defensive coordinator, obviously, of New England Patriots, one-time NFL offensive coordinator as well in heinous fashion, crashed out as the head coach of the Detroit Lions, obviously, after a stint in New England. Matt Patricia gets named the defensive coordinator of Ohio State. Obviously, Knowles goes to Penn State. And everyone's killing this hire by Ryan Day. And to be fair, I didn't love the hire when it was made. I think a lot of us are really stuck on that Patriots performance against Nick Foles and the Eagles in the Super Bowl back in Super Bowl 52, when Patricia's defense got absolutely torn to shreds. And Patricia has been unable to shake that reputation for a long time, and the head coaching stint in Detroit obviously didn't help. Did you watch the game on Saturday? What did you think of Ohio State's defensive game plan? What did you think of Ohio State's defense? Not against some curtain-jerking, slappy, jabroni team. Against Texas and Steve Sarkisian. Now, I think Sark's pretty overrated, honestly. Great recruiter. I think he's a good coach. Obviously, like, the red zone play calling has been his bugaboo, whether he's an NFL offensive coordinator or a head coach at the collegiate level. Like, I like Sark. I think Sark's a good coach. I don't think Sark's that great. I think Matt Patricia absolutely stuffed him and Arch Manning into a locker this weekend. It helps when he's got players like Caleb Downs, who it looks like he's going to be a top five pick in the NFL draft next year. What a performance from Caleb Downs, and this Ohio State defense was absolutely magnificent against Texas. And just on the Ohio State offensive side of the ball, like, Brian Hartline's running the offense now. Like, the offense scores 14 points. Texas's defense is really good. Sayin's making his first start. Just like, man, wide receiver you. Jeremiah Smith rightly gets all the headlines. Here's Carnell Tate making a circus catch on a long touchdown from Sayin. Tate, to me, looks like a first-round receiver in a long line of Ohio State first-round receivers. This team is absolutely stacked, the Ohio State Buckeyes. Now, as for Texas, because my Ohio State opinion's on record, I think this team's winning the Natty. As for Texas, this is far from a burial for the Texas Longhorns. There is no shame in losing a one-possession game on the road at the reigning defending national champions. Like, this is not like what Alabama pulled this weekend. We'll get to them in a little bit against Florida State. And I'll be honest that I was texting the crew this on Saturday. You know, I'm a Giants fan, right? I watched Eli Manning's entire NFL career, and I watched him collegiately at Ole Miss, where he was Captain Comeback. And he was his best in the big moments. I was convinced that Arch Manning was going to tie the game for Texas at the end, down 14-7 with the ball, and Ohio State and Downs, obviously, on the fourth down play, forces the pass that ends up short of the sticks, and Ohio State ends up winning the game. Far from a death blow for the 2025 Texas Longhorns, and the only confirmation you need of that fact, again, just look at the betting market, where Texas is the third choice on the board despite losing in week one. Texas still has everything in front of it this season to win a national championship. But like I say all the time on this show, it's one thing to say it and know that it's true, like it's indisputable, that Texas can still win the national championship. But when you're talking betting, there's a second question that needs to be asked and a second thought that needs to be had. Would you bet on it? Would you buy the dip on Texas? Whatever short it might be, they were the favorite, now they're not. Would you buy the dip? Would you buy the dip on Arch Manning to win the Heisman Trophy? My answers to those questions at this exact moment in time, I wouldn't with your money, much less mine. I don't know what Arch Manning is doing on some of these plays. And this doesn't mean that he can't go for 600 yards this weekend. Of course he can. Just that this was a little alarming to me. These weird sidearm throws, like what? Like he looks like a lefty coming out of the bullpen in the seventh inning of some random regular season game in August with that weird sidearm. What the hell is that? Lacking poise in the pocket. Like missing throws all over the place. I don't know what the hell that was. Arch looked way better than that in his starts last year. Obviously, consider the competition here. But that is not a great first start for Arch Manning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Of course, He can get it together. Of course, he can be great over the balance of the season. But as far as winning the Natty is concerned, what I saw from him and what I saw from those receivers, absolutely not. On the other side, talking LSU, Clemson, Miami, Notre Dame, and more on a terrific Football Tuesday.
They do bring pressure. Fumbles on the move. Heaves it. Incomplete. Harold Perkins was closing in. They rolled the dice, and the Tigers do get that stop, and they're going to end this losing streak to open seasons.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Friend of the show, Chris Fowler, and Kirk Herbstreit with the call Saturday night on ABC. Oh, baby. The Battle of Tigers. The Battle for Death Valley. All that was missing was Mark Calloway from the Battle for Death Valley on Saturday night. I love, shout out to you if you get that reference. I loved LSU all week leading up to the game. All off season, I loved LSU getting points on the road at Clemson. I didn't know going in that Antonio Williams, Clemson's best receiver, was going to get hurt very early in the game, but I would have liked LSU even more had I known that. I think that obviously helped. I don't really think a lot of people are talking about that Williams got hurt early in this game for Cade Klubnik and the Clemson passing attack, but I mean, still, LSU's defensive effort in this game, absolutely magnificent. And Garrett Nussmeier gets all the hype for LSU, the favor right now to win the Heisman Trophy at our show sponsor, BetMGM. Make it legendary. And I do think Garrett Nussmeier, just as a pro prospect, and I'm curious, because this is really just an opinion thing. We all watch football. We all evaluate quarterbacks in our own way, even if we're not professionals, right? I'm not a professional, you know, like film grinder of the All-22. To me, Garrett Nussmeier is the way better pro prospect than Cade Klubnik. That's like my untrained eye, and like it's trained because I've been watching football for almost 40 years, right? 35 years. Maybe you agree out there listening, watching. Maybe you disagree. To me, I think Nussmeier is the way better pro prospect than Cade Klubnik. And for as good as Nussmeier was in this game, and he was pretty good, obviously, in a game without a ton of scoring, Garrett Nussmeier for LSU, the story of this game was the LSU defense. And defensive coordinator Blake Baker putting on an absolute masterclass. Delane, stud corner for LSU. Harold Perkins was a wrecking machine for LSU in this game. And just in typical Dabo Sweeney fashion, you know, obviously one of the best head coaches of this century. You can't take that away from him. Multiple national championships for Clemson. But my dude is kind of a crybaby whiner. He loves to make excuses. And he's been making excuses since Clemson lost this game, saying, basically, that neither team played well in the game, but that LSU played a little better than Clemson. And I disagree with that to such a massive degree. I thought LSU was awesome. And if you can marry the throwing ability of Garrett Nussmeier and that offense with LSU that you know is going to be good this year, and Clemson's a damn good team, and LSU won that game. If you can marry Nussmeier's ability with that level defense, I want someone to tell me how LSU is not a legitimate national championship contender this season. Someone tell me how that's not the case. I know it's really in vogue for everyone to hate on Brian Kelly. And to be fair, he makes it pretty easy. He's not a jabroni head coach. He's a good head coach. And this team's legit. The quarterback's legit. The defense is legit. I think LSU sky's the limit this year. And I expect LSU to be in the playoff. And I expect LSU to be there at the end of the year when only a couple of teams are left standing. Now, as for Clemson, when I say that Cade Klubnik is not as good a pro prospect to me, to my untrained eye, right? I'm only trained because I watch football like you do, the person watching and listening. When I say Klubnik's not as good a pro prospect to me as Garrett Nussmeier, I don't necessarily mean that as like a grievous insult towards Cade Klubnik. Like, Nussmeier is thought to be like a top half of the first round quarterback, maybe a top 10 quarterback in the draft. Still think Klubnik's a good player and a good college player. And he was missing his top wideout for the vast majority of this game. And when you look at Clemson's schedule over the rest of the year, and maybe someone wants to make the case that Florida State could catch them, and I don't know how good Florida State is. Maybe Bama, like, we'll see. We'll get to that game in a moment here. My expectation is that Clemson is not going to lose again until the ACC championship game. And I'm not saying Clemson's going to lose the ACC title game. I just think they're going to win out in the regular season. So yeah, like, sucks to lose, and I'm sure Clemson's not happy. Clemson fans, Clemson bettors aren't happy that they lost the game, and this is of no solace to people who laid the points with Clemson or put Clemson on the money line. I still think Clemson's going to be there at the end. They're too good. The players are too good, and the schedule's not that difficult. I still think Clemson will be there at the end of the year. You better you bet on this Tuesday. Sunday night. Man, what a tremendous game. It didn't look like it was going to be a great game when Miami was up 21-7, especially because I bet Notre Dame. But it turned out to be an awesome game. Miami ends up outlasting the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, winning at home in Carson Beck's debut as the Miami quarterback. Miami wins 27-24. I got a couple really strong takes coming out of this game. Really strong takes coming out of this game. And I want to start with Miami. And I thought Beck played pretty well. I'm not a big Carson Beck guy. Bet Georgia a bunch last year with Beck, and I didn't always think he played great. I liked Beck to win the Heisman last year. Didn't always play great. Obviously got hurt at the end of the year. That's not his fault. And, you know, like, I thought his receivers obviously played really well. Malachi Toney, C.J. Daniels doing his best Odell Beckham Jr. impersonation with the one-handed touchdown grab. Absolutely magnificent. I don't really think you can criticize Miami's players. And on defense, Reuben Bain, raised in darkness. I can be wrong about this stuff. I don't know how you watch this game and watch Reuben Bain play and not think this guy's going in like the top 10 of the draft next year. He was ridiculous. Just like screams NFL player when I watch Reuben Bain play defense for Miami. Players were really good. They beat a really good Notre Dame team. I'll get to Notre Dame in a second. The thing with Miami, the thing that's going to cost this team this season, and there's no doubt in my mind that this is going to happen, unless the players are so damn good and they keep bailing him out, like the kicker did at the end of this game, is that Mario Cristobal's head is so far up his rear end he can smell the pancakes he had for breakfast. Cristobal, the book has been out on him for years. He's a great recruiter, and he is a brutal in-game coach. Like, the running the ball at the end of the game to settle for a 47-yard field goal, which his kicker hits miraculously. All the kicking problems at Miami. Makes the kick to put them up 27-24. Like, I don't know if you're watching this game and, like, you've got Miami tickets to achieve something spectacular this season. I want to know how that's happening. Because it's going to happen at least once this season, maybe twice, maybe even three times, where you get down to it, the end of the game, and it's grapefruits time. Big balls time. And here's Mario Cristobal dying to screw it up. That kicker misses. Short field for Notre Dame. The Irish could have easily won that game. Easily. And this is not me saying that, like, Notre Dame should have won because I bet them. Like, good on Miami. Like, Miami probably deserved to win and cover the game. So I'm not bitching about the result of my bet. Cristobal could have easily lost them the game there. Like, you paid $1 billion for this quarterback. Let him throw the damn ball to win the game. Ridiculous. For Mario Cristobal, in a long line of ridiculous endgame Mario Cristobal decisions. I don't want to hear it on an upside case for Miami to win a natty. I don't want to hear any of this. This coach is not big time in the big time moments. But credit to his team for winning the game, and I mean that sincerely. Now, as for Notre Dame, I'm a little pissed at the Irish for how this turned out. And I want to be measured in how I'm going to say what I'm about to say, because this is not sour grapes by me losing my bet. I think if these two teams played again, like tonight, I think Notre Dame would win. Now, if you bet Miami and you're like, oh, shut up, man. Like, you're whining about your bet. Like, you probably made that bet because it was CJ Carr's first start and you were expecting him to be, whatever it was. And you were right. I was wrong. But what I would say now is, after Notre Dame's hyper-conservative game plan, which was ridiculous, and Marcus Freeman can defend it until the cows come home and I don't care. Like, oh yeah, we want to do the short passing game and the RPOs, and we want to run the same play 500 million times in the game, and then it gets blown up and intercepted by Miami. How the hell does Jeremiah Love have 10 carries in this game? How the hell did Jadarian Price barely see the rock in this game? The game plan was ridiculous. And once it finally gets to the point where Notre Dame's down 21-7 and the training wheels have to come off, I thought CJ Carr was pretty good. Like, you could have said that was Riley Leonard running the Notre Dame offense and no one would have batted an eyelash. Now, Riley Leonard's like the third-string quarterback on the Colts behind Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson, so I'm not saying like he's going to be this great NFL player. Maybe he will be. But he's good enough to win games in college, for sure. I thought Notre Dame's coaching absolutely blew this game with the conservative nature of the play calling. Now, if they fix that moving forward, and you have to think that they will, given how the second half of this game went, I think Notre Dame's really good. And I do think Notre Dame will be a college football playoff team when it's all said and done. A couple quick hitters here. Andy Staples will join us in 10 minutes to take a spin around college football. So last night, North Carolina sucked. Carolina goes up 7-0. And I'm thinking, man, this is too easy. It's like I bet on the Patriots in the Brady Moss days. Michael Jordan's in the stands. Roy Williams. LT. The real LT. Lawrence Taylor. Man, Carolina's up. Man, Carolina looks good. And then TCU dump trucks them. Just destroys them. And I walked away from that game, and I'm not going to do like a let's throw grave on the coaching career of Bill Belichick. That's not what I'm going to do. This team does not look very good. 13.5-point road favorites this weekend. Charlotte. Are we sure North Carolina's going to cover in that game? I'll tell you what. I wouldn't bet them. Friday night, Auburn beats Baylor 38-24 in Waco. I liked Auburn in the game. My thought was Freeze, better coach than Aranda. I was so impressed with Auburn and the performance of the Auburn Tigers in this game. And Jackson Arnold and the game plan to run the daylights out of the ball with Jackson Arnold and others for Auburn and Hugh Freeze. I thought that result was way more about Auburn being awesome than like Dave Aranda losing it as a defensive coach. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of Dave Aranda as a head coach in college football, but the guy can coach defense. There's no question about that. And Auburn ran through his defense like a hot knife through butter. Just destroyed them. I thought Baylor's quarterback, Sawyer Robertson, looks really good. I actually walked away from that game feeling good. Sounds crazy. Feeling good about both teams. Feeling good about Auburn? Like, Auburn could be a college football playoff team this year. They absolutely could be. And Baylor? I'm not burying Baylor in a wide-open Big 12 just because of that game. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take a look and give you a couple early thoughts on Week 2 in college football right now. Baylor this weekend is on the road at SMU. And SMU wins its opener, made the playoff last year, obviously. Baylor is +2.5. At SMU. I don't need the points. I think Baylor's going to win that game. Jennings, good quarterback for SMU. I think you get a big-time bounce-back performance from Dave Aranda's defense. And I love me some Sawyer Robertson. Give me Baylor to win on the road at SMU. Iowa State taking on Iowa this weekend. Now, Iowa State has been getting bet into oblivion. We're almost at Iowa State, a full 3.5-point favorite. It's a juice 3. I love Rocco Becht. I think he's the quarterback that people are not talking about nationally in college football that I think is awesome. I do think Iowa State will beat Iowa, and I'm going to find a way to have some Iowa State money line, whether it's, you know, betting it straight or putting it in some money line parlays. I like Iowa State to beat Iowa. And the final one, and we'll talk more about it this week. Did anyone watch Bryce Underwood making his college debut as a true freshman for Michigan against New Mexico? Michigan, 5.5-point dog right now against Oklahoma this weekend at John Mateer. I'm leaning on Michigan to win the game against Oklahoma behind Bryce Underwood. On the other side, we'll get Andy Staples' thoughts on week one and spin things forward to week two in college football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Gus Johnson with the call on Fox this past Saturday. I tried to tell all of you that Ohio State was going to beat Texas. I also said that Notre Dame would beat Miami and North Carolina would cover against TCU. So it wasn't all great. But look, you got to celebrate the wins where you can. Like Ohio State to win the national championship, Ohio State starts 1-0. And to me, the Arch Manning performance was alarming. We're not going to go crazy yet and declare Arch Manning a bust or that he stinks or that Texas can't win this year, but not a great first effort for Arch Manning this season for the Texas Longhorns. Joining us right now to talk Ohio State, Texas, everything we saw in week one, and maybe a little early preview for week two, one of our absolute favorites here on the show, one of the best in the business when it comes to breaking down college football, and a fellow BetMGM ambassador, and we absolutely love that. It's our friend Andy Staples who covers the sport in a tremendous fashion for our friends at On3 Sports. Andy and Ari, On3 is a podcast, and you can find it on YouTube as well, and on Twitter at Andy_Staples. Andy, welcome back to the show. My man, it is football season. How did you enjoy week one, my friend?
I enjoyed it quite a bit. I was at Clemson LSU, and then I hit the South Carolina Virginia Tech game in Atlanta the next day, and so it was fun to actually see some college football in person, see all the fans out. The weather was beautiful at Clemson on Saturday night. It was everything you could have hoped and dreamed for.
Let's start with Ohio State and Texas, Andy. Your biggest take coming out of that game, and it could be for either team, offense, defense, coaching. Your biggest take coming out of Ohio State, Texas, is what and why?
The Ohio State defense is a lot better a lot sooner than I expected, because you're replacing eight starters, and yes, of course, you have Caleb Downs, you have Sonny Styles. So you have guys who played major roles on a national championship team. They were bringing in new starters who had played some, you know, over the last couple of years, but I wasn't sure how all that was going to gel together against a pretty talented group, and they were lights out. They were outstanding. So that group feels like it's ahead of where I thought it would be. I think we're going to see Texas and Ohio State evolve offensively as the season goes on. I think both offense are probably going to get better than what we saw on Saturday. But the fact that Ohio State's defense was so good right out of the gate makes me wonder how good can they be going forward.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in a second. And Andy, I led the show in the year of our Lord 2025 praising Matt Patricia. I feel like there's a glitch in the matrix, like something's broken if this is what we're talking about. But he was great on Saturday. Let's talk about Arch Manning. Feels like the sky is falling for Arch after this start. Heisman odds go down to +1600 at our show sponsor, BetMGM. Would you be willing to buy the dip on Arch Manning as far as the Heisman is concerned? Was that an alarming performance from you? Break down Arch Manning's first start this season and how you project him moving forward.
I think I need a little more dip to buy it, because it's going to be hard to claw back in, because, I mean, he's going to get other opportunities against other good teams, but that's going to be kind of burned into people's memory. Plus, you have a little bit of backlash because of all the hype. Now, I will say, I would have been in complete panic mode over what he could be this season if the performance had stayed consistent throughout the game, if you know, through the fourth quarter, he continued to be as bad as he was for the first three quarters. But the fact is, he got better. Like, as soon as they went up-tempo, he looked a lot more comfortable. And if I'm Steve Sarkisian, I'm looking at that and going, okay, we're going to play some really good defenses down the stretch. We have to go to Georgia. We have to play at Florida. We may need to just juice the tempo a little bit, because if that makes our guy comfortable, if that makes it where he can complete passes and he can see the defense, and maybe the defense can't do as many things to trick him, because that's one thing Ohio State was doing was disguising coverage as well, then do that. Because once he got locked in and in a groove, he wasn't bad. And I think that's what people are forgetting. If what he looked like the last half of the fourth quarter, if he looks like that for an entire game, he's going to throw for a lot of yards and throw for some touchdowns. So if it had continued the way it started, I would be much more negative right now. But I actually think there's a way out of this.
30 seconds for this answer, Andy, so we can get to some other stuff. If I gave you $100, which I wouldn't do because I'm very cheap and I want to keep my money, but if I did give you $100 and you had to bet either Ohio State at +500 or Texas +700 to win the national championship at BetMGM, who are you betting and why in 30 seconds?
I'm going to Ohio State, because I love that defense. That offense, I think, is going to get better. They were feeding Jeremiah Smith from the start, which is what you got to do, even if a defense is trying to take him away. So I think they know what they need to do. So I would say the chances of them winning a national title feel a lot better than of Texas doing it.
Andy Staples on the show from On3 Sports. Andy and Ari on 3, both as a podcast and on YouTube, on Twitter at Andy_Staples. Andy, I've been saving my Alabama opinion, and I'm going to give it next hour on the show after Bama loses to Florida State in insane fashion on Saturday. Where are you at on Kalen DeBoer and the Alabama Crimson Tide following an unfathomable 2-touchdown loss on the road at Florida State?
It is troubling. Now, unless we find out that this Florida State team just happens to be incredible, then I think there's a reason to worry quite a bit about Alabama, because Kalen DeBoer keeps saying this team isn't like last year's team. But that performance was exactly like the Vandy loss, exactly like the Oklahoma loss, exactly like the bowl game loss to Michigan's backups. It doesn't look like the problems that they had last year have improved, and they don't play like Saban Alabama teams played. Like, Saban Alabama teams did not get thumped defensively like this. They didn't have linebackers who were either ducking blocks or just getting planted on their butts. And it's very jarring to watch this, because that's not what you expect from Alabama. We, you know, Saban was there so long that we kind of forgot that they ever had bad years. You know, you forgot that the Mike Shula era happened. But they just don't look like that anymore. And the thing is, like, last year when DeBoer was, you know, in DeBoer's first year, when they played Georgia, when they played big games, they got up for him. Saban's teams were the same every week. And this is the issue, because I'm sure they're going to get up for Georgia. Are they going to get up for Missouri? Because Missouri will beat them if they don't get up for them. Like, are they going to get up for Vanderbilt? They didn't last year. Are they going to get up for Oklahoma? They didn't last year. Like, that's the question I ask, because Saban always had them at the same level. It did not matter if they were playing Austin Peay or if they were playing Ohio State. And the board does not seem able to do that.
It's not great for Kalen DeBoer. I've been saving my thought on this. I'll give it next hour on the show with Alabama losing to Florida State. Andy, you were at LSU Clemson on Saturday night, and what an awesome game. The atmosphere looked absolutely electric. I'm sure you had a great time. I had a great time. I bet LSU. I loved it. What was your biggest take coming out of LSU Clemson and spinning those two teams forward?
LSU did some very good work in the transfer portal upgrading that defensive personnel, because what you saw last year, remember 2023, Jaden Daniels won the Heisman Trophy, and that season is totally wasted because the defense was the worst one LSU's ever put on the field. So they hired Blake Baker to run the defense last year, but they did it at a time in January where you couldn't really upgrade the personnel because the big portal window was closed. So they got statistically better, but they really weren't that much better. Now you take the schematic differences that made them a little bit better last year, and you add really good players like Mansoor Delane they got from Virginia Tech, the corner, Jack Piber, the edge rusher they got from Florida, and you combine them with the Harold Perkinses of the world and the guys that they already had. And all of a sudden, you got a nasty defense, very fast up front, got after Cade Klubnik, but also could cover on the back end. This is what you expect LSU to look like on defense, and it's been a while.
Alarming performance last night for North Carolina and Bill Belichick. Is this just going to be what the Tar Heels are this season? Can North Carolina and Bill Belichick, Andy, bounce back from last night's like humiliation at the hands of TCU, a 13.5-point favorite this week against Charlotte?
They can get better. And really, we'll see if they decide to make a quarterback change, because I thought Max Johnson ran the offense better than Gio Lopez did. So maybe that will help if that happens. But when they play better teams, they're going to really struggle. They don't have much talent on that roster. And we knew that, and we tried to tell you guys that. Like, everybody who asked me what's going to happen to that TCU-North Carolina game, I'm like, TCU's got a bunch of NFL players, and North Carolina doesn't. That, we know what's going to happen. And like, North Carolina scores on that first drive. They cut to Bill, completely stoic. And it's not because Bill's super stoic or doesn't ever celebrate. It's because he knew they were about to get destroyed. He knew, oh, that's the scripted drive. There's no film on us, so they're just going to feel us out. Andy Avalos is going to make his adjustments, and they're going to shut us down completely. And he knew it because he watched what he watched at practice, and he saw what he saw on film from TCU. And the thing is, you know, looking at that North Carolina schedule, you thought, okay, that's one of the easiest schedules in the country, and it probably still is. But now you look at, okay, they play Clemson. Then they're at Cal. Did you watch Cal against Oregon State? Did you see their freshman quarterback? He is incredible. Jaron Chiave Sagapolutelli. I'm going to get it right. Jaron Chiave Sagapolutelli. He is awesome. And so suddenly, a game at Cal that you said, oh, that's a win. No, that is probably not a win. So you look down the schedule. it becomes very hard. That one of the picks I gave out that I felt very confident in coming into the season was North Carolina under 7.5 wins, and I feel a lot more confident in that.
What about 5.5? What about 5.5? That's the new number for North Carolina. 20 seconds for the answer.
I think that's a good number because I think the schedule's still pretty easy. But I still would probably go under that. I think 5-7 is a probably realistic one.
They stink. That was absolutely terrible last night against TCU, and I bet them in the game. I thought they'd be a lot better. Andy, you're the best. Love having you on the show. Thanks for hopping on a Tuesday after a really busy week one in college football. Andy and Ari on 3, at Andy_Staples on social media. My friends, stay well. Enjoy week two. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Andy Staples joining us here on You Better, You Bet. Ton of college football this hour, and we will do Alabama next hour on the show. But a lot of National Football League is on the way. My NFC season predictions, AFC season predictions, and who I think will lift the Lombardi Trophy. But we will start the hour. Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, the great Mark Schlereth, next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.